Akuta Sikha is Chelek Yud, Parsha Noach, Sikha Gimel, a summary of the Sikha. In our Parsha, it tells us that after the Mabul, after the end of the Mabul, and the water was receding, Noach sent the dove to find, to see if the waters had already, if the earth was dry, and they'll be able to leave the Teva. And he knew that it was because the bird brought back a olive leaf, as the pasuk says, "Vihine ale zayis taraf befiha." There was an olive leaf that was plucked in its beak. Now the question needs to be asked: where exactly did this bird find this olive leaf? We know that the Mabul destroyed everything on earth. It was a raging storm for 40 days, and then everything was submerged for another 100 and plus days. So certainly that all trees and leaves and so on would have completely changed in their nature. They wouldn't be growing anymore. So where did the bird get the leaf? What's interesting is that Rashi doesn't address this question at all, although normally Rashi would address any difficulty that is found in the Pshuta Shel Mikra and the simple understanding of the Psukim. The Medrash brings two opinions about where the leaf came from. One is that it was brought from Eretz Yisrael, because the Medrash says the Mabul did not occur in Eretz Yisrael, so over there everything was growing. A second interpretation of the Medrash is that the Hashem opened the doors of Gan Eden for the bird, and that's where she brought the leaf from. But obviously this is neither of these are Pshuta Shel Mikra Pshat. Because first of all, how did the bird get into Gan Eden? The Gan Eden was protected by, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, by the swirling sword and so on. So how did the bird get in there? Al Pi Pshuta Shel Mikra. And more importantly, what proof would it be that the earth is ready for the Melech to exit the Teva from the fact that the bird brought a leaf from Gan Eden where there was no Mabul to begin with? And that same question applies to the pshat that it came from Eretz Yisrael. Again, what proof is it that the earth in Chutz La'aretz is ready for inhabitation if she brought a leaf from Eretz Yisrael where there was no Mabul to begin with? And even if you'll say that although it's true that the Mabul did not fall, it didn't rain in Eretz Yisrael, but according to Pshuta Shel Mikra, it would have had to flood from the surrounding countries where it was raining. Probably it did flood into Eretz Yisrael, but still obviously in Eretz Yisrael it would have receded much quicker than the rest of the countries, and therefore again, what's the proof from bringing a leaf from Eretz Yisrael that the earth is ready? In addition to this, according to Pshuta Shel Mikra, we have to say also that it did rain in Eretz Yisrael as well, that the Mabul did descend in Eretz Yisrael. Why so? Because the Medrash has a machlokes in regards to the pasuk that says Chamesh Esrei Amah Mumaila, that the waters of the Mabul reached 15 amas above the mountains. So there's two opinions there. One opinion is that it was 15 amas above the highest mountain, and the level of the water was equal everywhere. But according to one opinion, it says that the 15 amas was above each level, whatever level you were on, it was 15 amas high, which is of course a very miraculous event, that the water did not go from the high point to the low point, and that it was up and down wherever it was 15 amas above the topography. So therefore Rashi holds, according to the simple pshat, which is that it was 15 amas above the highest point. Another reason why Rashi holds this is because the Teva landed on the mountains of Ararat, on a very high point. Why did it land on the mountains of Ararat? We understand because that was where the water receded first, and therefore the first peak, the first place that it could land, was on the top of that mountain. But if it was equal to all in all places, then the Teva could have landed anywhere. And for this reason also, the Teva could have, if according to Rashi that says that it was from the highest point, and therefore the Teva landed on top of the mountain, Now, if we're going to say that in Eretz Yisrael there was no marble at all, and the water simply poured into there, so then why didn't the Teva land in Eretz Yisrael first? That was the lowest point. That should have, that would have become, you know, free of water first. So therefore, we have to say Pipshut Shel Mikra that in Eretz Yisrael it also rained, and that's why the Teva landed on the Mount Ararat first. So in order to understand all this, we'll first explain something else. The Pasuk says that by receiving this olive leaf, Noach knew that the earth was getting ready for inhabitation, that they could leave the Teva. But the question could be asked, how did Noach know that the earth was ready for it? Maybe the bird found a tree on top of a mountain somewhere, and the tree is a tall tree, and that the leaf was taken from the top of that tree, and therefore there could still be hundreds of feet of water that are going to have to evaporate before the Teva will be ready to be able to leave the Teva. Another question that could be asked is, why does the Pasuk make an issue of telling us that it was a leaf from an olive tree? What difference does it make what type of a leaf it was? Simply say it brought a leaf, and therefore we would know that the earth is ready. So to explain this, in a number of places we find that the olive tree is a very, very strong tree. It's a very hardy tree, and therefore is able to withstand more than your average tree. And therefore, even though the waters of the Mabul were very, very vicious and they were punishing to the trees, but it's likely to say that there were at least a number of olive trees, because they're so hardy, that were able to withstand the powerful deluge of the Mabul. But on the other hand, obviously the leaves of that tree would not be able to make it through 250 days of being submerged in water and hot water and so on. So therefore, we have to say that the leaf that the bird brought must have grown after the end of the Mabul, after it stopped raining and the water receded slightly and a tree came out of the water, a new leaf began to grow. And this is how Noach knew that the water was going down and there was even new growth coming, and therefore he understood that the trees were out already, there was things happening. Which explains also, how did Noach know by the bird bringing a leaf that new growth, that the water was ready to go, is going down? It's possible that the leaf, she found the leaf floating on the top of the water and picked it up, and that's what she brought. Now that we understand that it was what Noach saw was a new growth leaf, which is obviously distinguishable from a leaf that would have been there for 200 days in the thrown around in water, it looks very different, and therefore he knew that it was a new leaf from new growth. And therefore he understood that it was the earth was getting ready to accept people again. Which also explains why the Pasuk says, Ale Zayis Taraf Befiha. And Rashi explains that what does Taraf mean? Chataf. It means it was plucked or torn away from the tree. Why does the Pasuk have to say that? Could have just said, Ale Zayis Befiha. The reason is because Noach saw that it was a leaf that she had pulled off the tree. And what kind of a tree in Ale Zayis, one that it takes a lot of, you have to really pull it off in order to get it off, because it's a very strong tree. Another thing about the Pshut Shel Mikra of the Mabul is that on the Pasuk Vayashoichu Amayim, which means the waters calm down, Rashi explains, like Kishoich HaMas HaMelech, like it says in the Megillah, that when the anger of the king calmed down, Loshen HaNochas Chema, it means that there is a calming of anger. So when the waters stopped roiling, that's called Vayashoichu Amayim. The other Mepharshim say that it means that it stopped boiling, that the water that came in the Mabul was boiling water. But Rashi doesn't say that it was boiling. He just simply says that it stopped, the roiling of the water stopped. But he seems to discount the idea that it was boiling water. And the reason is because Al Pi Pshuto Shel Mikra, we don't have to say that it was boiling water for a number of reasons. Why was there a need to add another ness if it's not specifically said so? And also, that leaves questions of how was the Teva, how did the Teva get through days and days of boiling water, that leaves another question. So that's another point in the Shudish Mikra of the Mabul. A little one nekuda from the inner dimension of Torah, from the Einishal Torah. The interior, it says, asks the question, why is the Mabul called Mei Noyach? When Noyach had nothing to do with the water of the Mabul, he was the one that saved the people from the Mabul. Why is it on his name? And the answer is because the Mabul, the waters of the Mabul, were similar to the waters of a mikveh. That's why it was 40 days, just like a mikveh needs 40 saw. In other words, that the Mabul brought a certain purity and cleansing to the world, just like a mikveh brings cleansing. And just like a mikveh, not only does it bring cleansing from tumah back to tara, but it also brings teisvus tara. People go to the mikveh even when they're not specifically tumah, because it brings an additional measure of tara. According to this, we can understand why in Eretz Yisrael, of Yipshut Yisrael Mikra, then Mabul also came in Eretz Yisrael, even though Eretz Yisrael did not need the cleansing from tumah, but since it brought a certain added dimension of tara as well, therefore, according to Pshut Yisrael Mikra, it also fell in Eretz Yisrael.